Well, you may have heard in the last couple of weeks, state lawmaker Peter Lucido has been getting a lot of press, not good press, for comments and assertions he's allegedly made to female lawmakers around him. But today we have Dr. Linda Lee Tarver, member of the Black Voices Coalition, also serving her second term as president of the Republican Women's Federation of Michigan. She's supporting Senator Pete Lucido against what she considers an orchestrated attempt to weaponize women against him. There's a rally coming up as well on the 11th of February, Tuesday. Linda Lee, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back, Steve.
Always good to have you here. How have you been?
I've been awesome.
Good to hear
that. Especially after the acquittal of our president.
Well, there you go. All right, so speaking of acquittal, you'd like to work towards something similar for Pete Lucido. Tell me, for people that don't know, I mean, he's been accused of inappropriate comments and gestures and so forth towards some Democratic female lawmakers. Tell me your point of view.
Well, it's one female lawmaker that filed a complaint from November 2018. Apparently, he said hello, welcomed her to the Senate, new senator, and 14 months later, she felt uncomfortable and felt like a piece of meat from November of 2018. That was the complaint. That was the complaint that she had filed, and another woman said that he made allegedly inappropriate comments in front of some Catholic high schoolers on the Senate floor that made one of the bloggers uncomfortable. And for those two reasons, they've opened up, the Democrats have demanded an investigation into him sexually harassing these, allegedly sexually harassing these women. And so it was, both of them are bizarre. They're not true. It's a lie. But what makes it more weaponization that I discussed is the fact that the Michigan Democrat Party, Lavora Barnes, sent out a fundraising memo requesting funds to be raised on behalf of these two women. They named these two women in their fundraising request. No one raises money off of victims, no one in their right mind, except for some liberals and the Michigan Democrat Party. And if these were truly sexual harassment, it should have been filed, A, immediately. He should have been told immediately. The Michigan Civil Rights requires 180 days before you can file a civil rights complaint, and it does not meet the sniff test. But they being the liberal left, have weaponized women against Judge Kavanaugh. They have weaponized women against Clarence Thomas. They've weaponized women against many others, others who they see as a political threat. And Senator Lucido was awarded the 2019 State Senator of the Year. And his work on a bipartisan fashion, he has passed more bills than any other in the history of the Michigan legislature
so,
in their 100 years.
Just so I'm clear on this, you think this is a set play, is what you're saying?
Absolutely. It's not even a good set play. That's the whole problem that I have with it. This is not even a good set play. The third woman came and said that she was filing a report against Lucido based on the solidarity she had with the other two women that came forth. Because he didn't touch anything that was inappropriate, that's in the law. Let's just say no butt, no hips, no, you know, no breast, nothing like that. Nothing, allegedly. He did not touch. This is from their testimony is that he didn't touch them in any area that would be considered a sexual nature, in the middle of my back, just above my buttocks. And he looked me up and down like a piece of meat. That's the official record right there.
Looked her up and down.
That's the official record.
Yeah, I you know, leering at somebody, even if it were true, I don't think leering at somebody qualifies. Am I wrong?
No. In your mind and in the law, you are correct. To me, you are correct.
Right.
But in the mind of someone who's coming after a man to weaponize women to come after a man, look, I'm a black woman. They have weaponized black people to come after Colonel Etu. Colonel Etu posted a meme nothing to do with black people, nothing to, there's no N-word or nothing. They weaponized black people to try to get her fired. When she was the first female colonel of the Michigan State Police, they called her a racist. They put her name out there as a racist. And we stood up with her. The Republican Women's Federation of Michigan stood with her and stood up with her against that madness as well. They have been weaponizing people and groups. And I consider that ridiculous. They called our president and Pete Lucido misogynist. And I shared with a reporter recently that a misogynist, obviously, they cannot get a dictionary.
Right.
So let me help your listeners with a dictionary. A misogynist is a hater of women. They despise women. The misogynists are people who human traffic women. These are human traffickers. These are women who prostitute. These are pimps. These are people who treat women like a piece of meat.
And so that's like not Peter Lucido to you. So, all right, so you're taking, and you guys are going to get together for a rally on Tuesday. Tell me about, where's that going to be real quickly?
Well, the rally's going to be held at the Palazzo Grande in Macomb County in his district, and it will be an awesome event. It starts at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, February 11th, and we're going to be there with his family, with him, and with his friends and supporters who want to make sure that we show some support and solidarity for an innocent man, a man who's been doing nothing but working hard for the people of Michigan. He leads two great chairmanships in terms of his committees. He is doing the people's work, and he was awarded.
Right. We got to leave it right there, Linda Lee. Greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
It's the argument over Pete Lucido. I'm sure we'll have more after Tuesday. Linda Lee, thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Final thoughts after this.
Attention small business owners with 10 to 250 employees. Do you offer an effective 401k plan to your employees? Are you comfortable with all financial liability? The Michigan Chamber is offering its members the first statewide multiple employer 401k plan. Now, small businesses can offer their employees all the investment benefits a large company can at a competitive price. The program is powered by TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank specializing in full-service wealth management. TriStar will work with your employees, understand their needs, and design an investment portfolio to achieve their goals. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.